Hey, it's syndicated radio talk show host, author, singer, Al Cole, welcoming you to another edition of People of Distinction, the talk that gives an in-depth view of some of the most dynamic, intelligent, and successful people on the planet. I come from CBS Radio. My shows are nationally syndicated, and I've helped pave the way to treating women, guys too, with the dignity that they deserve, and I do that through my show, People of Distinction, aired on Apple's iTunes Radio Network. Under their professional news talk division, airing CBS shows, Fox News, NPR, BBC, the whole kit and caboodle, C-SPAN 2. And check out my website, peopleofdistinction.org, and you're going to find a lot going on there, especially with my association with Arianna Huffington, the founder of the Huffington Post, and the Thrive Global Network. Also, I'm a national media consultant, which means that coming from CBS Radio, major media, I help people to understand major media better and to make a profit through major media through whatever products and services they're doing. So if you like that, you can email me too at alcoleholic@gmail.com. You heard me right. That's A-L-C-O-L-E. HOLIC@gmail.com. And I really want to thank my CBS radio listeners for coming up with that handle, Al Coleholic. Seems like from day one, my listeners have been saying, Al, we love what you're doing there, brother. In fact, we're hooked on it. We're Al Coleholics. Yeah, coming up, a guy who you're going to like too. His name is James McCarthy, and he's written a tremendous book here, Sin and Redemption: The Pink Elephant Connection. Now, some of you are going to be saying, that's a provocative title there. What does it mean? Well, let's break it apart here. Sin and redemption. All right, so somebody does something wrong, and then, they're contrite about it. And, redemption comes over. They say, I'm sorry. And the pink elephant connection, I'm going to, describe that in a moment. Now, James did something that, could have been flat out wrong. Then, he said he was sorry about it. What he did was he was a smuggler for the Chinese mafia. Oh, man. Now, that's big time stuff there. I wonder how much money he made. I don't know if he's going to disclose that. But, boy, when you're smuggling for the Chinese mafia, you got to make some money. And guess what? He was moving to make money. He was moving something called pink elephant. Yeah. Pink heroin. Now, pink heroin, for those of you who know, and probably some of you do know this, pink heroin is the most potent heroin in the world. Now, if you're pushing the most potent heroin in the world, not only are you going to make some money, but, sometimes your soul gets to you. Yeah, gee, I wonder who's taking this heroin, and if it's all right for them and this and that. Well, after a while, it got to James. And so, he had to ask for redemption. And guess what? He got it. And that's why he's writing this book, Sin and Redemption, The Pink Elephant Connection. Now you're getting it, people. And we're going to find out the real deal from James McCarthy. He's coming on People of Distinction right now. You can order the book at Amazon.com right now when he starts talking about it. And I will say he was brought to me by a great firm out there. I'm represented by a lot of businesses who bring me my guests. StratAdvertising.com. You got to go to Strat for all of your book needs and everything else, your advertising needs in general. StratAdvertising.com. That's where you want to go. Welcome, James, to People of Distinction with Al Cole. It's really a pleasure to have you on. How are you, James?
I'm fine, Al, and thank you for inviting me to your show.
Yeah, we're going
to
be...
It's an honor to be here.
Well, thank you. It's an honor to have a former member of the Chinese mafia, or at least a smuggler for them, on the show, too. It's another Al Cole first. I'll tell you, this is really something. Now, when you were a smuggler for the Chinese mafia, how'd you get into that? Tell us a little bit of the background here first, James, and then we'll get into your book, Sin and Redemption. But how'd you get involved in all of this stuff to begin with?
Well, Al, first of all, I'm currently a tax practitioner and a tax consultant. I've been a tax practitioner and consultant for approximately 26 years. And I have approximately 1,000 clients who come to my home to get their taxes done. And little did they know that I was the author of the book Sin and Redemption, The Pink Elephant Connection. How I got into it, I volunteered for the U.S. Army during the Vietnam era. My father was killed by some contract killers over a gambling debt. In the 70s, the debt was called Bolita. Today, it's called Lotto. So my father was contract killed by some local gangsters. I wanted revenge. I figured the only way to get it was to volunteer for the Army during the Vietnam era, be taught how to kill, become a shooter, hitman, whatever I had to be, to be physically capable of going after the killers that killed my father. Well, once I got into the Army, instead of going to Vietnam, they sent me to Germany, of all places, the last place I wanted to be. Mm-hmm. I wanted to be in Vietnam so I could learn how to kill Al. But they sent me to Germany, and when I met my platoon sergeant, come to find out he was one of the biggest U.S. military killers in all of Europe. He had pushers on every military outpost throughout Germany. And that's how I got into it, through my platoon sergeant, who made me first lieutenant while in the U.S. Army, stationed in Germany, wow. West Germany.
Isn't that amazing? And he was pushing it. And now the Army didn't know what he was doing, right?
Army had no idea.
Wow. And so now he taught you how to do it, but how did you get into his confidence teaching you about that stuff, or even confiding in you that he did that?
Okay, so after duty hours, we would all go to what they called the Playboy Discotheque. It was a discotheque where all the GIs hung out, and Fräuleins from all over Germany would flock there and party like it was 1999.
Uh-huh.
And through that partying and drinking and boozing it up with the first sarge, he saw that I was cool. He learned a little about my background, that my father had been killed, that I needed money to avenge his death. And he thought I was willing to do just about anything to do it, so he figured I would be the prime target.
Hmm. So you started doing that, and it led to the Chinese mafia and pink heroin. How did it go into the Chinese mafia and pink heroin from there?
Well, what happened, Al, was once the sergeant saw that he could trust me, he tested me by having me to do his pickup and drop-offs, picking up the cash, dropping off the drugs to every military outpost throughout Germany. Mm-hmm. He had me doing that for almost a year. Then when it came close to time for me to get out of service, he asked me if I would consider staying over and working with him.
Yeah.
And I thought about it, mulled it over, and said, hell yeah, I'm going to stay.
Uh-huh.
So I got a European out and decided to stay and work with the Sarge. Yeah. Little did I know that he had an operation set up to where he had female couriers who trained me and taught me how to smuggle by train, boat, air, car, through all the borders throughout Europe, which eventually led us to Amsterdam, Holland. Mm. And once we got to Amsterdam, Holland, that's where I met Rocky.
Rocky.
Rocky was the controller over the Amsterdam area.
Yeah.
And that's how I learned all about pink heroin.
Look at and
Rocky.
Now, Rocky was a man or a woman?
Rocky was Chinese. He was a man.
A man, a Chinese. Okay, so now that's hitting the China mafia. And
exactly. Exactly.
And he got you enrolled, huh?
Yes.
All right. And then, now
because
that...
Rocky wanted me to establish a loose-knit heroin network from Germany to Amsterdam to the U.S.
Yeah.
That was my purpose.
I get it. Now, at that point, that was bigger than anything else that you had done before that for the sergeant, I guess, right? Getting into the Chinese mafia?
It was, because all I had done for the Sarge was distribute small portions of hashish and heroin to the different military outposts.
Uh-huh. Oh.
Nothing this extravagant.
Yeah. Now, two things. Let's go back just, you know, only for a moment. You don't even have to dwell on this. But you were pushing it within the military itself for military personnel. Isn't that something? And now, I guess that was big time because, you know, drugs have been big time for a long time. And even when people go into the military, that doesn't mean that they don't want to, you know, stop doing the pot or whatever they're doing. So they need a source there. Now, is that, just for my listeners' edification here, is that, that's a big, big deal within the military. Now, I know that military brass must know about that stuff. But they let it go, I guess. The military has to let it go, or do they come down hard on certain people sometimes?
Well, most of the GIs was clever with it.
Yeah.
They didn't get high on post. They usually got high off post.
Uh-huh.
Except for the bodacious ones. Because, see, after duty hours, the sergeants and the lieutenants and the captains and the colonels, they go home.
Mm-hmm.
And when they go home, the bases is open. You can do whatever the hell you want.
Yeah.
So most of the guys, they huddle together in their barracks in the confines of their own personal space, and they get high as hell, be it acid, chocolate mescaline, alcohol, hashish, marijuana, cocaine, heroin. Each group has its own little clique, and nobody says anything.
Isn't that amazing?
All they care about is when it come time for the next day to be in that formation, that your ass is straight.
That's right. And that next day, 5 or 6 a.m., now they're doing 100 push-ups and liking it. Look at that. Hey,
yes, sir.
What a rundown here. We love that. Hey, let's try to sell some books for you. James McCarthy, my special guest on People of Distinction, Sin and Redemption. That's his book, Sin and Redemption, The Pink Elephant Connection. And you can order it at Amazon.com. Also, go to his website, jamesemccarthy.com, and you can find out more about James, order his book that way, too. And we're gonna get to a few more pages here with his book, Sin and Redemption, The Pink Elephant Connection. Now, let's get back to China, the China Mafia.
Yeah.
And pink heroin, now you're brought in by Rocky, and Rocky is teaching you the ropes, and you're moving pink heroin, and you're making...
Rocky Conga Lee A. Pugh. Yes.
So you don't even mind giving out the guy's name, okay?
Absolutely not. Hopefully he's dead by now.
I see. So when you started moving this stuff, you were making some pretty big bucks, I would think, right?
Boatloads, Al.
Wow.
Boatloads.
And as you were making this money, were you selling it directly to people, or were you kind of, how did you do it? Did you have a conduit or something selling it for you, or how did that work?
Al, I was called a controller. I became a controller or distributor, like wholesale distributor. Not a retailer, but a wholesaler.
Yeah.
My job was to go from Germany to Amsterdam, Burma, Laos, Thailand, pick up the shipment, mostly by air, and figure out the best smuggling technique to get it into the U.S.
To get into the U.S.
The U.S., I had wholesale and retail distributors waiting for me from New York to Miami.
I see. And now, a lot of this was during maybe the 80s or something, or 70s anyway? Or...
This was in the 70s, Al.
Uh-huh.
From 72 to 79.
All right. Now, I'm going to ask you a question here, James. And to the best of your ability to answer it, you know, honestly, answer it honestly. Now, I'm a black man. I believe that you're a black man. And now we
American
know.
Black.
That's right. And we know that heroin and drugs in general started really to hit big in the black community, late 70s, early 80s. And
right.
they really started to mess up a lot of people in the black community. Now, so honestly, were you a part of that then? Dealing to the black people?
In all honesty, I have to say yes.
Yeah.
I was a big, I don't really want to answer that question, but yes.
I understand. I understand. All right. But you've done your redemption. Okay. So you've repented. Now you're straight. So we forgive you on people of distinction.
My activity probably destroyed millions of people, and
yeah.
I don't feel good about that.
I know.
I'm haunted by it every night.
I get it. I get it. And it's nice
every
of you
night.
Nice of you to disclose that here. So,
and
now...
I've worked very hard to atone for that.
Now, in what ways...
I really have.
In what ways have you atoned for it? My listeners are really gripped by this. How have you atoned for it, would you say, James?
Well, Al, once I got busted at the Orlando International Airport with the huge shipment of heroin, which I was set up by the confidential informer, the judge gave me 9 years imprisonment with a 3-year special parole term to follow. Mm-hmm. Once the prison door slammed behind me, I was incarcerated at the Federal Correctional Institute in Tallahassee.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't just sit on my ASL. Mm-hmm. I enrolled in college while I was incarcerated,
yeah.
Number one. And I graduated with my BA, with my AA degree while incarcerated. That was unheard of in federal prison. I was the first. They were so proud of me, they had a big portrait of me in prison.
Yeah.
But I didn't just do that. I also became a legal advocate. In other words, while I was incarcerated, I would do all the writs, Rule 35s, which is request for a time cut, motions for appeal and all of that for the inmates. So I was not only looked at as an organized crime figure there, and as a college graduate there, but as a legal statistician as well.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
So once I got out of prison with that AA degree, that gave me a foundation to work with my probation officer,
mm-hmm.
who was thoroughly impressed with me, and he encouraged me to go to college and get my BA degree. So when I got out, I enrolled at the University of Central Florida, which is called UCF here in Orlando, and I received my BA degree in clinical psychology.
Yeah.
But also while I was incarcerated, I worked with the JC program.
Mm-hmm.
And Youth Programs Incorporated, when I got out of prison, Youth Programs Incorporated is an organization that where you worked as a weekend dad
yeah.
for the underprivileged kids
right.
who don't have a father figure.
Mm-hmm.
So once I graduated from the University of Central Florida with my BA degree in clinical psychology, the probation officer was so impressed with that, he recommended that I receive a pardon from the governor of the state of Florida, which
yep.
I did.
Mm-hmm.
I received a pardon from Governor Bob Graham of the state of Florida. And the governor and the attorney general were so impressed with my progress in rehabilitation that they assisted me in getting all my rights restored. Rights restored to possess a firearm on a federal and state level. The governor granted me the right to possess a firearm on the state level. The Department of Treasury in Washington, D.C. granted me the right to possess a firearm on a federal level.
There you go.
I get nervous every time I talk about this because it overwhelms me because I can't believe I did all this myself.
Yeah. No, we understand. We understand. I'm going to step in right now and make a reflection here. This goes out to my listening audience. People, you know, we all have transgressed in life. Not one has not.
We have.
That's right.
We have.
And in the transgression, well, sometimes, you know, people are hurt. We understand that. We live in that sort of world, unfortunately. The fortunate thing are there are two things. Number one, we were all born innocent. Let's put it that way. We're all born babies. And that baby who was you, everybody, and I'm talking to my listening audience right now, you looked around when you were first born, came out and said, wow, I'm here. I made it. I'm alive. And you knew at that time that that was the greatest blessing in the world. And the greatest blessing that you felt at that point was love. You loved just being alive. You loved the invitation into life itself by that master force that got us here in the first place. Now, you might have sinned after that. Everybody does. You might have transgressed after that. Everybody does. But every once in a while, if you can go back to that beautiful innocence of love, that's what we're really talking about. Because love is on the inside. It's always there. And all you have to do is every once in a while kind of reflect on some of the love that you've given, the love that you've received. You start doing that, you elevate yourself. And like James, you can seek redemption for some of the past wrongs that you did. And as you do that, one of the things that you want to do is you want to help others. You want to serve our human family. And after you serve our human family, well, you know, the slate is wiped clean, people. At that point, you're saying to yourself, wow, you know, I had a big price that I had to pay, and now I paid it. And look at all of these smiling faces that I've helped since. See, James started working with, as he put it, being a substitute father for some younger people who really needed that. We know about Big Brother. That's right. And so, see, you've wiped the slate clean, and you're still doing that because you're still helping people, and even with your tax services, everything. And keep that up, James. Keep on keeping on that right track, and you've got nothing to feel sorry for. You have really helped a lot of people since. And keep on doing that. And we understand that. On People of Distinction, we believe in forgiveness and redemption. And people, you can order that book, Sin and Redemption, The Pink Elephant Connection by James McCarthy, our special guest on People of Distinction. And I'm going to give you the last minute to say whatever you want about your book, Sin and Redemption, The Pink Elephant Connection, James. Go for it.
Thank you, Al. I really appreciate that. And I want to touch on the word that you said, which is very, very close to me, love. Mm-hmm. It was the love of my childhood friend, Chief Judge Belvin Perry of the Ninth Judicial Circuit here in Orlando, Florida, that he believed in me, and he took me to another level. It wasn't enough that I had gotten my rights restored, pardoned by the governor, right to possess a firearm, and all of that. He assisted me, Al, in working with the Orange County Sheriff's Department, the Osceola County Sheriff's Department, and the Seminole County Court. He helped me get an ID for each one of those entities and become their special and certified process server to serve all their criminal subpoenas and handle all their case forfeitures from drug busts. And I did that for 15 years, even serving child support papers for children and family for 15 years, and was considered one of the best process servers in the world.
Look at that.
And it was the love that Judge Perry had for me and the belief that he had in me as a childhood friend. We went to high school together. We lived across the street from one another. And despite my crime, he cared enough for me to reach out and lift me up even higher.
Wow.
And after doing that for 15 years and tired of going door to door, serving all the child support subpoenas and stuff, that's then when I went into the tax business and became a tax consultant and have the 1,000 tax clients that I currently have, which has been for the past 20 years.
Look at that. Well, you've served it. I'll tell you, you've helped out so many people since the Chinese Mafia days. And we appreciate everything that you said, edifying our listeners with the whole story of your life that way into the service and then the Chinese Mafia and then coming out and really helping a lot of younger people, helping people still with everything that you're doing and particularly in taxes. And one more time, people, go to this website, jamesemccarthy.com. I want you to make contact with this wonderful human being, jamesemccarthy.com. And you can order his book, Sin and Redemption, The Pink Elephant Connection, at Amazon.com.
And in that book is all the credentials and documentation of my accomplishments and a roadmap to those who want to rehabilitate, who's currently incarcerated and want to know the path out. The path to rehabilitation. Read my book, and it'll show you the way.
That's right.
It'll show you how to reform.
There you go. Rehabilitation and reforming as well as redemption. And we love that. And one more time, James was brought to me by Strat Advertising. If you got a book you want to move, they're your movers. If you got anything you want to advertise, boy, they can help you out that way. StratAdvertising.com is where you want to go. Thank you so much, James, for being my special guest here today on People of Distinction with Al Cole, and we wish you all the best with your book. We wish you all the best with your life. Thank you so much, James.
No, thank you, Al. Thank you, and God bless. I love you, brother.
God bless you too, James.
Al, freaking awesome. It was nerve-wracking. I had the... I was nervous, but... You brought the realness out in me.
Yeah. Yeah, that's my job.
That's not something that I easily allow. And you made me open up and open some Pandora boxes that I didn't want to open and hadn't opened in a long time. And I thank you.
Oh, thank you.
You're a great American, Al.
Yes. Thank you so much, James. I appreciate that. So are you.